Rock star Bob Geldof is visiting Ethiopia to highlight the plight of millions of people facing starvation. His five-day mission is timed to raise awareness of Ethiopia's plight ahead of next week's G8 Summit of Industrialized Nations in France. Bob Geldof is touring Ethiopia with officials from the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF. The agency says Geldof will visit various UN projects in the country, including food and water distribution centers. The Irish musician has severely criticized rich nations for not doing enough to help Ethiopia. He urged the leaders meeting in France next week not to ignore Ethiopia as they work on other issues such as Iraq. He said Ethiopia has not received two-thirds of the desperately needed aid it has been promised. The United Nations estimates that as many as 12 million people are immediately at risk for starvation in the East African country. 3 years of drought have turned fertile farmlands into dust bowls, leaving 40 million people dependent on food aid. The UNICEF representative in Ethiopia, Bjorn Lundqvist, praised Geldof for his efforts to raise global awareness of the problem.
Judging from his first day, he's doing a wonderful job. He had a very good discussion with the Prime Minister. He has had very good discussion with members of donor groups as well as with community. So we hope, or we trust, that this is going to be a very constructive week.
Bob Geldof first visited famine-stricken Ethiopia 20 years ago. That trip inspired him to bring together some of the world's best-known pop and rock stars to perform a charity concert dubbed Live Aid in 1985. The concert raised $60 million for Ethiopian famine victims and famine relief organizations. On Sunday, organizers in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, put on a homegrown version of the Live Aid concert, raising $1 million for food aid. But they acknowledge it is far short of what is needed to help all those in need. Alicia Rubio, News, Nairobi.